There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Ken, Nevada, 100% locally live. John Potter and Jay Biggs, I can't believe I missed National Donut Day yesterday.
It was Donut Day yesterday?
Yes, I missed it. At home, do you stand in front of the pantry eating a temporary snack while trying to decide on a formal permanent snack? Really, why be hungry while contemplating? And by the way, a formal snack is not a piece of pie wearing a tux.
All right, let's get off the snacks. Let's go to some other topics. We've got some folks in here. They're all running for Washoe County School District. They're candidates here this morning. I want to welcome in. It's Melanie Sutton.
Good morning.
Kathy Kennedy Reyes?
No. She's
not here with us. Okay, that's right.
She's working.
Graham Reed?
Yeah, good morning, Graham Reed.
And your name, sir?
Ed Heaty.
Ed Heaty. Okay. All right. Well, come on. I'll have whoever's going to be talking, just make sure you're as close to the mic as possible. I want to talk to you guys, obviously, about what's going on with, I'm just going to hit you with something straight off the bat. Obviously, you're all running. You all have like a certain thing that you're trying to press. Tell us real quick, singly, which one of you, whoever wants to go first, what's the biggest thing on your agenda for what you're running for? What are you trying to do?
Well, I'm trying to run to bring back education and refocus on education. We're doing a lot of things that are being distracting, overwhelming the teachers, the district, and many items. But at the end, the results speak for itself. We're not doing good in the district. We need to refocus on reading, writing, history, math, science, the typical topic to give our kids the chance to succeed in life.
What is the status right now of critical race theory in the schools, the CRT? I heard it's not happening here locally. Is that true?
Well, that's the biggest lie. CRT is in our schools, but right now, as the school board is concerned, they do have a CRT task force to research on bringing it to our schools.
How about English and math and history in an objective fashion? How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, I was hoping you would say that.
I hope so. Guys, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of hot topics. You have something you want to talk about. Go ahead and come on up to the mic.
Yeah, I want to bring to light the report that Battleborn Mom for Education issued recently, titled Equity Over Education, How Did We Get Here? I really encourage everyone to go on their website and read that report. It has a lot of information, history, to tell us how we end up in this situation and how we can get out of it.
What's the website to go to read that?
Battleborn Mom for Education.
Battleborn Mom for Education. All right, now you guys are all obviously involved with Washoe County School District. There's a hot subject right now. I'm just going to go out there and lay it out. You know, there's a lot of shootings happening in the schools. Is there anything that you personally, of you three, that want to implement or are hoping to push for this upcoming next school year to keep the kids any safer? Go ahead.
Graham Reed here. I mean, it's obviously a hot button topic. I don't have all the answers. We need to keep our kids safe in school, bottom line. How we do that, I'm not an expert. I'm right. From the UK where there are no firearms, so this is all very different to me.
Right.
Something needs to be done to keep the kids safe. But then also we need to look at why this is happening. I mean, that's a bigger, more complicated problem, the mental health issues that are causing this.
Right, absolutely. I wouldn't say it's just necessarily the guns, but, you know, go ahead as well.
Well, because the way our schools are set up, because it snows, most of them are all inside.
Right.
Where there's a back door, you know, entry door, keep them all locked.
Right.
And we also have school police.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah, but they've been dropping the ball. I mean, from Las Vegas, the shooting there, to Uvalde. And police have, for one reason or another, not been the protection that, we've had the police and the FBI fail to perform their duties to protect the citizens time and time again. What's your position on weapons in the school for teachers to protect themselves? I mean, it's been shocking for me to watch people attack the modern institution of policing over the past few years, because of these missteps. But in the same conversation, these people advocate for disarming themselves and making themselves more dependent on the police. I'm not sure we can depend on police. So what's your position on armed teachers, for example?
Well, first of all, I can tell you this. This started when our schools became gun-free zones.
And that's what the lunatics and the cowards look for.
Yep.
Gun-free zones, theaters, schools. This is what draws them. They're cowards. They don't want to run in a building that has
exactly.
weapons.
Yeah, you know, I would presume most teachers became teachers to teach, not to become armed security.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't have some people that are comfortable with firearms in schools, properly vetted. Obviously, the problem is when you have a crazy person that comes to a school, it's going to take the police, no matter how close they are, it's going to take them a little while to get there. So you really do need to prevent entry and have a response there and then.
All right. You know, so tell us where, if folks want to, you know, learn more about your positions on everything, where can they go? You know, for each of you, go ahead and tell folks where they can, you know, get out and find out about your campaign and what you're passionate about.
Oh, great. Yeah. They can visit my website. It's Ed for Education. There are two of them. You can use four as number four or F-O-R.
Okay.
So edforeducation.com.
Nice. All right. And Melanie?
There's also savewcsd.com, which has all of us on there. But yeah. I do have my personal one that is suttonforwcsd.com. Spelt out for F-O-R.
Right. And you, Graham?
Yeah, mine is vote-read.com. I'm also on the Save WCSD website, and that's essentially just a group of concerned citizens that popped up. We didn't actually know each other a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. It's all happened organically.
This is like a rock band coming together, almost to rock star stuff here.
Well, yeah, we've all got to know each other pretty well over the last two or three months, and the Save WCSD website is run not by us. We're on there. It's run by some other concerned citizens about what's going on in our schools.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as a parent, you know, I have a couple kids in Damani, so I've seen the website as well. I'm so scatterbrained. I don't usually have time to go on it, but I could see why this would be such a great resource, especially for parents who want to know what's going on and you know, just get other opinions, not just be told what's going on. You know, it's because like I always say, I'd rather have questions that can't be answered and answers that can't be questioned. Right. So
yeah.
Go on and find out and educate yourself. That's really the best thing. Not just to be like, hey, this is what I'm being told and this is how it is. We do have a caller, though. It looks like coming in here in just a couple minutes. Well, maybe not. but we are going to we are definitely going to try to take some questions for the folks that are running for Washoe County School District. If you want to call 775-884-9910, if you have any questions at all, we are sitting here right now with them and hoping to answer any questions or concerns that you may have about what's going on with this upcoming school year. I mean, here we are. It's the last week of school right now for the last we've got like 3 days or something. Where are we at?
Yeah, finishes on
okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Tuesday.
We got John. John from Sparks. He's on live. He's got some questions. Go ahead and put those on and go ahead and ask John, what do you got to talk to about?
Well, I'm just listening to all of these people talk, and I've had kids that have gone all the way through high school, homeschooled, and it just makes perfect sense to me to, one, take the government out of the business of education, two, set up every elementary school or every junior high school with a substation for police or sheriff deputies. And then three, keep the parents involved if they're not able to homeschool.
Easier said than done, but what do you guys think?
The thing is, one of my platform is the parents need to be involved. We all need to work as a community, involve our businesses, our parents, the entire community, because this affects everybody.
Well, yes, sir.
There's also resources that we didn't tap into it yet, like, you know, retired police officers, veterans to help out. Another problem that the district fell flat is addressing the school buses, and this problem has been going on for years. It's not they're hiding now behind the COVID things, but the service of buses has been going downhill for at least 3-4 years. Where I lived, we used to have bus stop. They took her away. They started increasing the no service zone, and now we're ending up into rotational services. There's a lot of things that we can utilize from an RTC, from the National Guard to help out in those, and other states, they went that route.
That's right, because it was this year, right, they implemented that they're picking up at certain locations. They're not just going with the regular bus schedule anymore, right? And that's due to the fact that we don't have as many bus drivers as needed.
Right. Yeah, and that's going back to 2018 when they start enlarging the no-service zone, basically, and they start cutting service little by little. And now in this, we're in that mess that we're actually leaving kids at home that they cannot get proper education because of the bad management that we got.
And that is unfortunate because it doesn't hurt us. It hurts the kids. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line of that. Well, John, thank you for your call. We really appreciate you being with us this morning on Weekend Nevada. And don't forget, 775-884-9910 is the number you can call in if there's something you want to talk to us about. We got Mike from Dayton. Mike, what do you want to talk to the Washoe County School District about?
Well, I'd like to find out how they feel about arming teachers who voluntarily agree to carry in on school property and teach. I was a firearms instructor for 21 years here in Carson City. And over that period of time, I taught numerous teachers and instructors and stuff like that. And there's a lot of those guys would carry.
Well, you know, that is a good question for them, Mike. Thank you for your call. Go ahead, and Graham, do you want to go ahead and take this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely correct. If teachers or principals are comfortable with carrying weapons and they're appropriately trained, then I think that's definitely something we have to look at, because the bottom line is we have to keep our kids safe in school.
Yeah, 100%. No question about that. Did you have something you wanted to touch on as well on it?
Well, I'm as pro-Second Amendment as you can get. But I also don't want anybody that doesn't respect firearms, and I don't want them carrying. So that's where my line is. I'm trying to figure out.
And did you have anything you wanted to put in on that, or?
You know, some of the money that the district got during the COVID things, you know, that deal with safety, that we can utilize it to address and reevaluate what we're doing, and address any weak point or loophole that we have, and come up with a solution. We need to act fast on that one.
Right. All right, Melanie, one last time, what was the website that all of you guys are on that they can go to and check out?
It's savewcsd.com.
Savewcsd.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Weekend Nevada continues. Coming up next, Danny Tarkanian and King of the Cage. No, it's not the same thing.
Let's get ready to...
John Potter and Jay Biggs, Weekend Nevada. Call now, 775-884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live, local, and topical. Weekend Nevada, 775-884-9910. It is Jay Biggs alongside me,
John Potter. And we are chock full of guests on this Saturday right now. Danny Tarkanian, candidate for U.S. House. Good morning, Mr. Tarkanian. I see and hear you everywhere. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for having me back on. We've had some great developments in this race.
Do you feel the tide turning?
It's definitely turning. You know, we hadn't seen any polling. We just know that when we go door to door, make phone calls, we tell people my positions compared to Mark's. We've had great responses, but no polling. But what's come out now, just 13 days before the election, which was last Wednesday, two big DC PACs. One of them was Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the Republican Party. They just bought $500,000 of television time supporting Mark and trying to attack me. And you don't do that unless you think that person is losing or he's in trouble of losing. So we know we're in a really good position. We just got to withstand 13 days of just vicious and deceitful attacks. But we spent 10 weeks to get to this point. I feel confident we can finish the 13 days strong.
How do you think 2022 and 2024 is going to go down for the Democrats across the country?
Well, everything changes very quickly. I remember in 2012, I got in the congressional race, and President Obama's numbers were about as low as Joe Biden's is now. But by the time the election happened, they had turned around, and there was a big blue wave at that time. So it's still a little bit too early. But with the state of our economy, with the people that are so upset with what's going on, and just the continually mistakes by the Democrat Party, I think the Republicans have a real good chance, at least in this year's elections, to do well.
You know, I'm old. I've seen my share of presidents, and one thing they all have in common is if the gas prices go up and the other costs of living go up, the chief in command takes the blame no matter what the side. And right now, so many people can't even feed their infants because a federal agency shut a plant down. These are the things that people really care about. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think inflation is at the top. But it isn't just the Democrat Party that's done this. The Republican Party has spent and spent and spent and incurred more and more debt while they've been in office. And as I had mentioned, my opponent, Mark Amaday, he has voted for $1.4 trillion more in government spending than Nancy Pelosi does. So until we get people in office who are going to be fiscally responsible, who's going to take care of the future generations and not just care what's happening at this moment, we're going to continue to have these problems no matter which party is in office.
You're right. You know, I said the presidents, but the people blame Congress, too. And November is going to be very telling. I mean, all voters know right now is they can't make ends meet. And more folks than usual do want the change in leadership, and we're talking Congress, too.
No, absolutely. And as I said, when we make phone calls, we go door to door, and we explain to people, hey, Mark Amaday has voted for every budget that has come before him. Debt has gone up $14 trillion in the 11 years he's been in office. He's voted for $1.4 trillion more than government spending than Nancy Pelosi. He just gave $40 billion to Ukraine instead of doing anything here in the United States. People are just fed up with that, and I don't believe there's anybody we've spoken with when they get all those facts that they still want Mark Amaday back in office. Now, this is just my race. I think this is a sentiment across the country. I believe they want people in office who are more fiscally conservative, who's going to take care of America people first and foremost, and that are fighters and aren't just going to stand back and go along to get along. And that goes back to, you know, what I was really hoping to talk about in this show is how we have the majority or the majority leader of our party, Kevin McCarthy. He's coming in from the Washington, D.C. swamp, and he's spending, he and another PAC, $500,000 to support somebody who has voted to give citizenship and benefits to illegal immigrants, $600 million a year to Planned Parenthood, increased our debt $14 trillion, voted $40 billion to Ukraine. He's done, coming in and doing that against somebody who's been a strong, faithful, conviction person like myself, conservative, is really crazy. And you know the television ad that they're running against me? It's running an ad that's saying I'm in favor of giving benefits to illegal immigrants when I've never in my entire life ever taken that position. But Mark has voted for that position for 11 straight years. This is what's wrong with Washington, D.C. This is why people are fed up with the federal government. When you have the swamp like this super PAC coming in lying completely to save another swamp creature, it's just disgusting.
You know, I saw your debate on Nevada Newsmakers, you and Mark Amaday. I got to mention the Mr. Amaday's slouching and looking at his watch during this time that you two are talking about important issues. Is it just me? I picked up a little disdain there.
Yeah, Mark, when I first got in the race, Mark didn't think I was going to be much of a challenge, and many people didn't, and they just shrugged. He shrugged it off and dismissed me. In fact, during that debate, I had read two emails from people that were supportive of me and against Mark, and Mark said, well, you're going to have two votes. That's really good. I mean, come on, who makes a statement like that? There's a lot of people that had the same sentiment as those people that sent the emails, but Mark was tone deaf. He doesn't pay attention to what's going on here in Nevada because he's been in D.C. for so long. 11 years in D.C. and hardly ever coming back to the state and meeting and understanding what the people of his district care about.
Danny, you left Jay speechless.
Well, it's not that. I'm just taking all this information in.
Yeah, he's making notes here.
I was thinking to myself, Amaday with not, you know, like he spent so long in Washington that, you know, he's got other people, you know, pulling his strings, probably, is what the deal is.
He absolutely
so he's not thinking for himself.
Well, no, he absolutely does. And it shows that by Kevin McCarthy coming in and another D.C. super PAC and putting $500,000 trying to save him. Look, Mark has all the benefits. He has all the he should have had all the money. He's been doing favors for people here in D.C. for 11 years. And I came out here and all I did was talk about his record. I never said a thing about him personally. And I'm either leading in the polls or so close they're scared to death that the people that are pulling his strings, the Kevin McCarthy's of the world, they're spent. You know, think about this. The Republicans can take control of Congress by flipping Democrat seats. Why isn't he spending that $500,000 to flip a Democrat seat to Republican? Why is he spending this money to save a Republican in a safe Republican seat only because he knows he can control what that Republican does?
All right. 15 seconds. Danny, have you heard from President Trump? Anything about an endorsement in any way?
No, I haven't. And again, my whole issue's his voting record compared to how I would vote. And I think, let me just tell you this, I'm positive we're going to win. He has a swamp coming to all his right. back. I have the TARC okay. tenacity.
Okay. Danny, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Awesome. Good talking with you.
My pleasure.
This is Weekend Nevada. We're going to break for Fox News.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Very, very live and super, super local is Weekend Nevada. Each and every Saturday from 9 to noon, I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. Our phone line is 775-884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And the studio is full of very intimidating brutes and Brutuses.
That's absolutely right. You know what? So we've got King of the Cage. And they've got a show tonight.
I don't know,
you don't know anything about it.
No, okay, I don't. Okay.
And what's MMA, mixed martial arts? They're going to be live tonight down at the Silver Legacy, just like they are, what, 2-3 times a year. And so we want you all to go down and check out some fights. There's going to be multiple fights down there. We have got, believe it or not, one of the fighters with us and also the ring announcer.
I should be careful what I say then.
Well, actually, the guy who needs to be careful what he says is probably Mr. Throwdown, because he's going to be the one announcing the fighters later on in the ring. And who knows, if he says it wrong, could catch a right hook.
So this is mixed martial arts, right? This is MMA?
Correct. Mixed martial arts.
And so we've got Pete Trevino Jr. Pete, you are Mr. Throwdown. You are the ring announcer for King of the Cage.
I am Mr. Throwdown, and I start fights.
That's right.
Let's hear like a typical ring announcement from you. Like you're in the stadium right now.
You're going to put this guy on the spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King of the Cage. Tonight at the Silver Legacy Casino, Future Legends 50, featuring 13 matchups and two championships, actually. Amateur championships tomorrow or tonight. Jeez.
Okay, he's got all over the place. You know what?
He's still at the top of his head here.
I'm going to catch it.
You put this guy, as a ring announcer, I know this because I've done some ring announcing in my past too, but... When you put us on the stage like that, there's not a huge crowd in here. It's a little intimidating.
Oh, I'm sorry. We should have done the crowd noise.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have that. But don't worry.
It's time to throw down.
It is going to be fun tonight because they've got – how many fights are actually on the card tonight?
13 fights.
Okay. So, and championship bouts?
We have the amateur flyweight championship and the amateur super bantamweight championship.
Nice, nice. Okay. And in studio with us as well, we have the debuting – Iran Ozoko or Zoko?
Iran Orozco.
Okay, I'm horrible with the Z, but that being said, Iran, you are going to be debuting tonight.
Yes.
Right here live. Now, who's your fight team? Who are you fighting, representing?
I'm representing Keon MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu from Desert Hot Springs, California.
Nice. So you actually are coming all the way from California for these fights tonight.
Yes.
All right, so this is your debut fight. How long have you been training?
I've been training for a little bit over 2 years, but for this specific fight, I heard about this 4 weeks ago, but
Wow.
and my sensei, we both agreed that I'm ready because I've been in camp prior right. to this fight, so we agreed I'm ready, so I took the fight.
That's how awesome. Is this how much do you weigh? You look like 95 pounds.
I am 110 pounds.
Well, but for an MMA fighter, it's
different weight limits. There's different classes and stuff like that. She's not going to fight somebody that's 150 pounds.
Oh, I'm right? sure you can beat me up. But
she could.
But wow.
Yeah, so my opponent will be around the same size, but yesterday I weighed in at 108.4, and my opponent weighed in at 113, 3 pounds overweight.
Oh, well, wow. And you still took the fight?
Yes.
Okay, because you have the option to dip out of the fight, correct, at that weight?
I do have the option, but that's not, that's not really an option if I came out here to fly.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All I know is it's a slugfest, and I can't see how they're not incredible injuries because the gloves the gloves don't really look like gloves. I mean, they look like just mittens almost, and you just slug each other.
Well, there's no predetermined outcomes or anything here.
Well, yeah, but
it's more than just slugging, actually, mixed martial arts. You know, there's all the facets of all the mixed martial arts. You have some boxing specialists, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, kickboxing, any discipline that you are in and you train in, you bring with you into the cage.
But I think watching it, I'm amazed the loser doesn't leave the ring with crutches or on a stretcher.
Well, that does happen times. Yeah, they have to have medical people right at ringside. I mean, the Nevada Athletic State Commission is part of this whole thing. I mean, it's as real as can be.
Boy,
and some people thought boxing was very brutal and violent. Wow.
Yeah, well, boxing is all about striking, you know, and most of those strikes come to the head. So you can use that discipline. If you are a boxer, you use that discipline in mixed martial arts the same way, because every fight starts standing up in the cage. Mm-hmm. You start standing up as if you can get it to the ground and force your discipline, which would be wrestling or jiu-jitsu, on your opponent. And that's where the ground game starts.
And Pete's going to back me up on this too, John. If you've never been to an MMA event, when you go to these MMA events, it doesn't matter how many big dudes you got fighting each other. As soon as these girls get in that cage, that crowd goes insane.
Yes, I will back you up. Man.
Yeah, the girl fights are so cool because you don't, you know, you expect, you know, just like these girls are like pretty and stuff like that, you know, because you got these ring girls walking around. Then all of a sudden these girls come out and they just beat the crap out of each other. And it's like, wow, you know, it's just so insane to watch it. So if you I'm going to extend an invite. I've got a free ticket to go with me if you want to go to John. I mean, let's go tonight.
You got to go, John.
Come on. Let's make John Potter go to MMA.
How much of a spectacle is this? Is there the trash talking and the showboating?
The trash talking and all that stuff usually happens yesterday during the weigh-ins.
Right.
When all the fighters have to weigh in, they got to make weight. They got to be in somewhere within a couple pounds of each other in order for the fight to actually take place. And once they do get weighed in, and they are, and we know it's a fight, you have to do a picture of a face-off where they get really close to each other, and that's where all the talking starts. I'm going to get you. And
they get a meal in after weigh-in, so they're happier. They're not going to trash talk as much.
Angry. They're always hangry when they get to the scale because these fighters, they cut weight for days, and they don't eat. They maybe just drink some water, and then they got to weigh in.
Well, some of them cut
weight. They're mad because they didn't get to eat, right?
Exactly, hangry.
So we have a pretty big MMA community in the Reno-Sparks area.
Huge.
Yep.
Okay. Huge.
There are like six gyms out here or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of them. Reno Academy of Combat, Tonkin Gym, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. I mean, there's tons, you know. So I'm sure I did forget some, and they're going to call and text me here, believe me. But, yeah, you know what? I mean, if nobody's ever been to this show before, we are going to be giving away some tickets. We've got Brian McChesney, he is the promoter. He is the guy who puts on the fights. He is the matchmaker. Brian, get over here real quick. I want you to talk to us because this is the man who decides what fights go on in front of you. He's also the guy who decides how many tickets we're going to be giving away. Brian, what are we going to give away to folks who want to call in today?
Hey, James. I think we should, you know, let's give away a couple of the VIPs and some of the other ringside tickets.
Oh, you've got some VIPs. So VIP is cool because you're actually on the side of the barricade where the actual cage is. So there is nothing between you and the cage at that point.
Yeah, can't get a better seat.
No, there is no better seat. Literally, you're going to be sitting next to me.
Well, it does look like a free-for-all for me. What can you not do in the ring?
There are some limitations. I mean, especially with the Nevada State Athletic Commission when they oversee the amateurs. So some of the things with elbows on the ground, knees on the ground. Obviously, the sport has come a long way. In the last 20 some years, so you're not gonna have any fish hooking, eye gouging, that sort of thing. So, but like I said, there is some parameters and rules that are put on the amateurs.
Do you always do these fights in the what was it, Silver Legacy, Jay?
Yeah, yeah.
Always at Silver Legacy then.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often?
Four shows a year.
Nice. And when's the next one coming up?
one after this is going to be in August.
August, okay. So yeah, you're working out and bulking up and all that, right?
Yeah.
Starving the fighters and giving them water so they're mad.
Everybody starts getting ready.
Well, hold on. Let's find out how angry. We got a fighter here. So, Iran, tell us, so what goes into training? I mean, how obviously you said you found out about the fight 4 weeks ago, but as soon as you found out about the fight, like what goes into it? You're like, okay, we're set. Now we're doing like 12-hour days forward or what?
I was trying to gain weight before this fight, and I did have to lose 7 pounds. And all that comes in with your cardio. If you do your cardio well, you're just going to lose that weight. And what comes in with, I mean, we're just working hard.
Right.
Boy, I never had trouble gaining weight. I should talk to you.
It'd be nice, right? It's been that way. So, okay. Well, I would say if someone wants to go to King of the Cage, it's tonight. Live at the Silver Legacy. Bell time's what, 6?
Yes, sir.
6 o'clock. Yeah, there's still some seats available.
Yes, they can buy them at the Silver Legacy box office or online.
KingOfTheCage.com or?
SilverLegacy.com.
SilverLegacy.com. Okay. So if you'd like to go to VIP, you want to go see VIP, I think we're going to go ahead and give away one set of VIP tickets so you can actually be on the cool side of the barricades. And of course, if you want to go see it, you can still be on the other side as well. We're going to give one pair of those away. So two pairs of tickets if you want to go see King of the Cage. The number 775-884-9910. Craig, the producer, he is down in Carson City taking your calls. And the first two that want to go see King of the Cage, he's going to take your information and you will be live with them tonight at the Silver Legacy for some hard-hitting MMA action. Of course, you're also going to see Mr. Throwdown in the cage. I'm going to be up in there giving a little speech just right before, then I'm going to hand the mic off to you.
Really? You're in the ring, Jay?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I'm not fighting, though. I'm a talker.
There's no better way to start the show.
Can't come to Reno and start the King of the Cage without Jay Biggs. Come on, man.
I have no idea.
I'm
entering a new world.
You got to go. But that being said, so it's been nice having you guys in. Obviously, of course, Brian, who's the matchmaker for everything, and Mr. Throwdown, Pete Trevino Jr. Make sure you go and check him out as well. iStartFights.com. He's got a pretty cool website you want to go check out. And, of course, Iran Orozco. Did I say it correctly that time? Was that pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay. Close. She's making her debut. So please, ladies and gentlemen, go out there, support her, show her some love. You're going to like these fights tonight at the Silver Legacy with King of the Cage MMA. John, any last thoughts on
this? Well, these guys look really intimidating. Stop looking at me, dude. Stop looking at me.
And that's just the ring announcer.
That's her.
Oh, yeah.
The 110 pound.
I already know she could take you out, man. No question about it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
dear.
Thank you.
Week in Nevada at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It is Weekend Nevada, live, local, and topical. Jay Biggs and
John Potter. Speaking of local, folks, you can see this today if you want. There's a sign on a front lawn facing Virginia Lake that has a silhouette picture of geese with the words underneath that say, "Drive slowly." Well, of course they do. Their webbed feet barely touch the pedals. Cut them some slack, would you? All right, I know we say
would it be a morning without some morning corn from John?
I know we're 100% local. Today is going to be 99% local because I got to mention that today is the 33rd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. And it's the third year that the candlelight vigil in honor of it has been banned in Hong Kong. Hong Kong police warn that any Tiananmen anniversary gatherings will break the law. Because it leads to people wanting democracy, which is unacceptable. And some people have no understanding how lucky they are to live in this country. The Chinese government acts like nothing happened on that day. But if nothing happened, why can't people gather to remember it, is my question. It's like, all right, people, remember that today is the day there is nothing to remember. And careful, folks, logic and reasoning means 20 years in jail. The party of the people honors people who cover up murder instead of those who were murdered. They are hoping it will be forgotten over time. We hope not. And I know there's a lot of young people out there who probably say, what is this about? Tiananmen Square?
Right.
Is this played up, hopefully, as it should be in history classes, in schools?
I'm not going to lie, man. So you said that name, I had completely forgotten.
Yeah. 33 years already. But it was a massacre, and it was hushed up. And now, since China has control of Hong Kong, they can't even have a candlelight vigil. And people really have to take a look and compare our freedoms and what we have to these outlandish dictatorships, which, boy, you don't like controls in this country. Take a look at some of these other countries and remind yourself how blessed we are and how fortunate. And be grateful. And this is a prime example of that.
Well, you know, John, you're talking about Chinese history, you know, and not being taught. I mean, but we forget even right here in our own country what kind of things happen as well. I mean, let me just ask you off the top of your head. You can be right or wrong, but what was the largest mass shooting in U.S. history?
Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You remember. A lot of people don't. It's like being pushed under the rug because there's so many other shootings that have happened since that are being reported.
Well, Las Vegas is one of the examples where we depended on security and police to protect us. And in Las Vegas, we had, some security guy. He went to the wrong floor.
Oh, God.
And he was underneath the floor where it was actually happening. And
Jesus Campos.
Okay. And he did not want to go to that floor. And he stayed on the wrong floor on purpose. And he was let go. There was another school shooting, Parkley or something, where we had the one police officer who stood outside the school and would not go in. And now Uvalde, prime example, where the police absolutely refused to go in. I support local law enforcement, but we've had police and the FBI fail to perform their duties to protect the citizens time and time again, starting with 9/11. After already stripping away rights and freedom and privacy from all of us. And now they want to try and disarm the populace and remove more freedoms. The government has already shown its incapacity to keep people safe. So people are going to want to keep themselves safe. Am I wrong? It feels like a Twilight Zone episode sometimes when I see the situation.
Yeah, it is. I mean, did you ever think we'd be here? No. I mean, but here we are now. It's funny, like when you... I saw a saying recently that said, when you look back, it's funny how it seems like nothing ever changes, but then absolutely everything really has changed. And this is one of those things, like the world's different right now, John. I mean, just in the last couple of years, and I hate to say it, even since the Biden administration has come in, the world has changed somewhat. And I don't know what's going to be the new normal or what's going to go back to how it was or you know, I don't know.
Whatever the new normal is, we have to accept it.
No, you don't.
Well, no, we don't. But that's the attitude right now, that people have to accept these things. And
people would rather be sheep. And I get it. Sometimes it's easier to ostrich yourself, is what I call it. Just put your head in the ground and not think about things. But be a free thinker. You know, don't believe what me and John tell you. Don't believe what the other media is telling
you. Now you sound like my wife.
No, I'm just saying, think for yourself, because, you know, there's always their side, your side, and then there's the truth. I really, truly believe that, you know. So you got to just be a free thinker and think for yourself.
Boy, I have accomplished in bumming myself out now. We got to leave upbeat here.
I'll teach y'all about free thinking, John. It's okay. You're gonna find out all sorts of craziness about me.
I think we need some more corn. Let me tell you this, Jay. Yesterday, my phone filmed a 2-hour documentary about life inside my pocket.
Oh,
It's a dark tale. Netflix bought it for $100,000.
Really? Is that what lint costs these
days?
You are
so gullible.
Lint? $100,000 lint. Anyways, you know what? Hey, hold on. Before we get out of here,
yeah.
Northern Nevada, please. If there's something you're passionate about, you want to talk about it, I think we would love to have you on, but we want you to reach out to us, you know? And get a hold of us. My personal email account is jbiggs@evansbroadcast.com. If there's something you seriously want to come out and talk to me about, or John or whatever, please reach out to us. We would love to have you on here on Weekend Nevada. I mean, it's live, local, and topical, as we say. But we, you know, we want to touch on everything we possibly can.
It's changed here because we actually have a lot of people now who want to be on. And today was the perfect example where every segment was booked. And this is our only time to talk, you and me.
It is.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, John. how about we do got a couple winners for the tickets for King of the Cage. So let's go ahead and looks like Mike and Lyle. Mike and Lyle are two winners of the King of the Cage tickets. They're going to be going to the Silver Legacy tonight, so that should be fun for them. But ladies and gentlemen, just remember, stick this number in your phone, 775-884-9910, because we want you to call in and always let us know what's on your mind here on Weekend Nevada. John, any closing thoughts?
Well, you're going to be at King of the Cage tonight. Yeah. I did not know this.
I'll be in the cage.
This
you
is
might
one
be
your,
now if you come with me.
This is, no, I'd run from the arena screaming. But I didn't know this about you. This is one of your careers that you are in there in the ring.
I'm all over the place, man.
And what do you sound like? What do you say up there? Give an example.
I'll show you a video. It's just like him earlier. You can't just, Mr. Throwdown can't just do it randomly.
Are you going to wear that Let's Go Brandon shirt?
I am
that you're wearing.
Let's Go Brandon shirt.
And in the ring?
The very first thing I'm going to say is, ladies and gentlemen, and anyone I may have offended for saying that.
That's the secret. All right, friends. Well, thanks for tuning in. We do this every Saturday morning from 9 to noon. Weekend Nevada, as Jay said, keep the phone number in mind, 775-884-9910, and 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.